This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.
Hello, friend. My name is Denise Renner, and I want to welcome you to my program because today we are talking about worry. Have you ever worried? You might be worrying right now. I have definitely worried in my life, but we're going to see in the Word of God and through these programs that we can tell worry goodbye. And that's what I call this series is Worry Goodbye. Wouldn't you just like to say goodbye to worry? This comes with a 5-part video series and the companion study guide. You know, worry does try to come to all of us. And Jesus was tempted in the same ways that we are. So Jesus was tempted with worry too. And Jesus says in his word, worry not. Well, if Jesus would say, don't worry, then he would and has given us the equipment to not worry. And that's what we're going to talk about on this in this series is the equipment that we have to not worry. What is worry? What does worry do to our bodies? And can we really be free from worry? Yes, you can. And I also want to offer you my book, Jesus is Your Healer. A lot of people are worrying about their health. And friend, I want to tell you, there's people getting healed by reading this book. Because it's just got so much of the revelation of God as not only our Savior, but as our healer. And every drop of blood was your salvation and your healing. Well, I want you to stay with me, and I'm going to be right back.
It's time for big miracles and changes in your life. Join Denise Renner and dive into the study of God's Word, which has great power to strengthen faith, inspire change, heal physically and spiritually, and most importantly, help you learn about the power of Christ Jesus living in you. It's time with Denise Renner.
I call this program today, What is Worry? As I was studying for these programs, I thought, what is worry? And worry is when we avail ourselves to us being the one who's going to settle the problem. Because it's like instead of holding on to God's hand and saying, Lord, I want your help. Lord, I can't do this. It's like we're holding on to our own hands. And we've got our problem in our own hands. And as long as they're in our hands, they're not in His hands. And so I just want to open up the Word of God and bring an encouraging word to you about how He is there to help us. So look in Isaiah chapter 41. And the Bible says, fear not, for I am with you. But the Bible says, fear not, I am with you. And when we think about that, friend, fear says, I'm alone. Fear says, I have to do this myself. Fear says, nobody cares. Fear says, I can't. Fear says, what if? But this word says, God says, fear not. Why? Because I am with you. As a believer, not only is God with you, He's inside you by the presence of the Holy Spirit. And He's also on you for power. And then the next part of that verse says, be not dismayed, for I am your God. And being dismayed is like having anxiety or sorrow or pain in your heart. It's like, I'm overtaken by this. I am absolutely an anxiety over this. And then the Bible says, I will strengthen you. That's a promise. I will strengthen you. So the first thing is to fear not, because he's with us. Then he says, don't be dismayed. And then he says, I will strengthen you. Well, for you and I, because this was written in the Old Testament, but for you and I as believers, it says in Ephesians, and it's chapter 6, and it says to be strong in the Lord. It's verse 10. And in the power of his might. That word, be strong, it's talking about the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. It's not like, okay, be strong. You gotta grit your teeth and you gotta bear this. No, it's not that. It's the power that's inside of you by the Holy Ghost. And because I'm married to the Greek scholar, I know that this word right here is talking about the force of an army. When you got baptized in the Holy Spirit, when you received the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, when you got born again, you got this magnificent power on the inside. Not just power like a little power. This is power of an army. You have an army in the inside of you standing against the enemy. And so God says in his word in Isaiah 41, he says, I will help you. Well, how's he going to help you? He's going to help you with that mighty power that's on the inside of you as we draw on that power. And then it says, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Now, just this year, I had the privilege of going to see Noah's Ark. No, not the one in Kentucky, the one in Turkey. And, but it's a little bit rugged. And so going up the ark, because it's magnificent, it's so huge. The measurements are just like they are in the Old Testament, in Genesis. And it is something to see, and it's something to climb up. So I was climbing up that ark. But I was leaning on my son, Paul. He had me by my left arm. I had a stick in my right arm, and he had me by my left arm. And I was able, with leaning on the strength of my son, to go up that steep climb. And worry says, I hope you see that if I had just been so proud and said, I can do this myself, and I didn't lean on my son, he was giving me his right hand, just like God gives you his right hand. If I didn't lean on his right hand, I couldn't have done it. And see, worry says, I can do this myself. But humility says, Lord, I might be able to do this a little bit, God. But God, I need your help. And I am going to quit trusting on myself, and I am going to lean on your right hand. And that's exactly what it was like for me, friend, going up that incline. I was leaning on this stick in my right hand, but on my left hand, I was leaning on Paul's right hand. And that's the invitation that God is giving you right now, to not lean upon yourself. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will give you direction for your path. Right there, it says, don't lean on your own understanding, but lean on Him. In Isaiah 41, verse 13, the Bible goes on to say, for I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Now, worry, I believe, comes knocking at all of our doors. I mean, it is either, we're either in worry or we're tempted to worry or we're overcoming worry. Because worry is a force that it, and it is enforced by fear. So, and God's telling us to not fear, but our mind, when worry comes, says, you need to think about that a little bit more. You know, what happens if you don't do? What happens if it doesn't work out? What happens? What happens? What happens if? Worry, worry, worry. And instead of us walking in peace that God purchased for us, we're walking in another place. And we're walking in the arena of our own thoughts. And our own thoughts, friend, can get us in trouble. But if we bring this problem out of the arena of our mind, just quit thinking about it, and bring it into the arena of faith, you're going to crush that enemy of worry. Because faith overcomes fear. And the Bible says we overcome in this world even by our faith. And you putting your faith in the Word of God is going to give you the power and the strength to say, no worry, no thoughts. I'm not listening to you now. I'm shutting you off. And I'm going to plant my mind on the Word of God. I've told you this story before. I had a friend and her daughter just unexpectedly, I mean, in the morning when she woke up, she was sweating all over. She was in great distress. The mother took her to the hospital, found out that there were other children there in the hospital that were suffering the same thing. And some of them had even died. And here was her daughter laying there so sick. And with the example of others around her dying of this same thing, fear, worry, like a storm was trying to just overcome her mind, her emotions. She stepped out of that hospital room. She said she went, she got by herself and she said, God, I cannot do this. And I am going to put all my weight, all my mental energy, all my emotional energy, I am going to put it on you. And I am going to stand against fear. She began to speak to that fear. That fear began to leave her, which gave her the confidence to go in and lay hands on her daughter. And because she wasn't in fear, she's in total confidence with the Lord. She laid her hands on her child, and her child was healed and went home the next day. I'm telling you, friend, we have great power. Like I said to you just earlier, you have an army of power on the inside of you. The Bible says, greater is He that's in me than he that's in this world. And we've got to let go of what is we're worried about. Let go of it and put it in His hands. Let Him have it. So worry is trusting in ourselves. Well, what is trusting in ourselves? It's really pride. It's really pride. It's a pride that says, no, I can do this, Lord. I can do this, Lord. And I want to show you in the Word of God, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. And it says, at the end of that verse, it says, be clothed with humility. And then it says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So God, this verse, when I first saw this verse, it kind of scared me because it said, God resists the proud. He stands against the proud, but the humble he draws close to, and it says he gives them grace. Then it says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. So there's quite a lot in this verse, because if we know that he resists pride, then we want to say, Lord, I'm sorry. We want to acknowledge it and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I have been proud and I worry about this and I have not trusted you with this. And then we humble ourselves and we say, Lord, I give this to you. Just like my friend, who her daughter was saved from that terrible disease, she humbled herself. And what did God do? He exalted her. And he raised up her daughter. That's the power of when we humble ourselves. Because when we humble ourselves, then we receive that grace and power that is there for us. Then it says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. So it's really, friend, it's like a decision. And I want to give my grandson as an example here, because he made this so easy for me to understand that day. Oh, many years ago, he's probably 5 years old. His sister was probably three. And so Rick and I, we wanted to take him out for the whole day. We wanted to take him to eat. We wanted to take him to a show. We just wanted to spend the whole day with him. Well, the whole day, my grandson was absolutely perfect in his actions. Everything. Perfect. Didn't argue with his sister. Didn't say anything but yes, and I'll do that, and thank you. I mean, he was so perfect. So at the end of the day, I said to him, I just got to tell you, thank you so much. This has been a wonderful day with you today, and you were just so amazing and obedient. What did you do? He said, well, Grandma, I have two buttons. He said, I have one in the front and one in the back. And he said, my disobedient button is the one in the back. So I just turned that button off and I turned on my obedient button. It changed his whole attitude. Friend, it is a decision. Yes, the Word of God. We need the Word of God. We need the knowledge. We need the power that it gives us and to increase our faith. And then we have to take that step. We have to take that step. My friend, she had to take that step to agree with the power of God and see her daughter raised up from a very sick bed. Little William, he had to make that step. Just to turn off the disobedient button and turn on the obedient button. Yes, it's a choice. Yes, it's a choice, but you're not by yourself in making that choice. You are empowered by the Holy Spirit right now to make that choice. You can just pray so simply, Lord, I see. Lord, I see that me worrying and worrying is not getting me anywhere. It's like I'm on a treadmill that you put a squirrel on just to keep them busy. And all they do is go around and around and around and around, and they never get anywhere. They go around and they're in the same place they were 5 seconds ago. And that's what happens to us if we embrace worry and we don't embrace the power of God. Friend, the power of God is right there for you right now. Right now. You can just open your arms. You can just say, Lord, I don't know. Go ahead and pray. I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know how I got in this place, Lord, where I just worry. It's making me sick, Lord. Lord, right now, by the power of the Spirit of God in me, you're in me. Lord, I'm turning this over to you. I acknowledge, Lord, you are able. I am not able. You did not call me to carry this burden. You didn't call me to carry a heavy burden, but only a light one, as it says in Matthew. So, Father, now I receive your help. I receive your help right now. I turn from worry and I turn to you and I thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, friend, this is one of the most powerful things that you can grab a hold of. There's people who are sick in their bodies because they're worried. But Jesus has given us the answer. We can lean upon him. Just like I leaned on Paul that day going up Noah's Ark. And I was able to go up there. You can get through this situation not leaning on yourself, but leaning on him. Well, stay with me, and I'm coming right back.
This week, you can order all Renner products for 25% off. Take advantage of our cyber sale and stock up on powerful teaching resources this holiday season. It's the perfect time to invest in your spiritual growth or bless someone you love.
Have you ever worried about something? Are you worried about it right now? Did you know you can fight the temptation to give in to worry-filled thoughts? Today's world thrives on worry and promotes fear, complaining, and scandals. But the good news is, Jesus hasn't called you to live that way. He tells you not to worry, and Jesus never tells you to do something without giving you the power to do it. In her new series, Worry Goodbye, Denise Renner explains, what is worry? What Jesus says about worry, what we can do to change our habits of worry, the danger of keeping even a little bit of worry. This encouraging 5-part series is available in digital and physical formats, starting at just $11. In addition to this teaching series, we are also offering you the book, Jesus is Your Healer, by Denise Renner. In this life-changing book, Denise explains that God sent his Son to bear the punishment for every sickness and disease, so that you could live strong and disease-free all the days of your life. The simple yet profound truths found in Jesus is Your Healer will equip you to believe for and walk in the divine health that is already yours in Christ. You can order Jesus is Your Healer today for just $20. Don't miss this special offer. Order the bundle of the series, Worry Goodbye, and the book, Jesus is Your Healer, by Denise Renner today. Call the number on your screen now or go to renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
Friend, isn't that encouraging? I know God's touching some of your hearts and you're opening your heart and you're receiving from him. Oh, it's so great to just say, Lord, I can't carry this anymore. Lord, I can't carry this anymore. I humble myself right now and I lay that at your feet, Lord. It's a powerful thing and we can do it because he told us to and because he's given us the power that's on the inside. That mighty army that's on the inside of you by the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to offer you this series again because it's going to encourage you. Worry Goodbye. 5-part video series and the study guide. Maybe you just want to get the study guide and just get this word deeper down on the inside of you and conquer this worry and build up a stronghold in your own mind and your own emotions about how you can overcome worry. It might be a process, but I'm telling you, it's a process that we can win. It is absolutely a process we can go through and have the victory. And also, I want to offer you my book, Jesus is Your Healer. Maybe you're worried about your body or you're worried about somebody else's body. But Jesus is our healer 100%. He paid the exact price that needed to be paid. And every drop of blood was not only your salvation, but your healing. I want you to have it. Well, I've enjoyed being with you, and I will see you on the next program. If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you.
Perhaps I have to do another test.
The only thing to do is to wait.
I wish things have gone another way. I want to be healthy.
If there is no one to support you, don't give up. Just contact us choosing your available way. We're waiting for your call, willing to give you prayer support. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.